Shortly after the riots that followed the police custody death of Freddie Gray in 2015, the Baltimore Police Department used private funds to have Ross McNutt set up an aerial surveillance system. The department did not tell the city's elected leaders, and police ended up squashing the program after a Bloomberg magazine article came out about it, an article that created a public outcry. Now, Ross McNutt is back, trying to get approval for his plans for a camera-equipped drone. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi reports that McNutt is no stranger to trial and error.
Who is Dr. Ross McNutt? Well, for starters, he's the president of Persistent Surveillance Technology, a Dayton, Ohio firm that operates aerial surveillance systems. But in Baltimore, it has a friendlier name, Community Support Program.
Had I taken a marketing class back when I was doing my PhD, I wouldn't have named it Persistent Surveillance Systems because it gives people the heebie-jeebies and it doesn't adequately describe what we do.
That's him at a city council meeting last month. McNutt's a 1987 graduate of the U.S. Air Force Academy who got a doctorate in technology management and policy from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Later, he became the commanding officer of the Air Force Institute of Technology, where he taught research and development.
I joined the Air Force to fly, but my eyes weren't good enough. So instead, I was an engineer and I built things.
The camera-equipped drone idea came from that assignment.
And this was actually our class project run amok.
His students took the surveillance plane to Iraq and Afghanistan to help the Marines dispose of roadside bombs. After seeing how useful the system was in the Middle East, it dawned on him it could be converted to use at home. So he got out of the Air Force and set up his company in a hangar of a small airport outside of Dayton. Since 2007, McNutt has been trying to sell his technologies in a number of cities. First, there was Compton, California, where the Sheriff's Department tested the technology without notifying residents or elected leaders, according to a 2014 report in the Los Angeles Times. Residents and city leaders got wind of the pilot and turned McNutt away. 5 years later, the Compton City Council approved a contract with AeroView, a company that uses a scaled-down version of McNutt's technology to provide aerial surveillance for $90,000 a month. Then there was Juarez, Mexico, a city of 800,000 experiencing on average 130 murders a month in 2009, according to The Guardian. Juarez Mayor Jose Reyes Feriz met McNutt at a private security firm conference and had the money to pay for a pilot program. McNutt says he was successful in reducing crime, but the operation got tied up in local politics.
The mayor we were working with was going to run for governor, and then when the governor changed his allegiance and selected someone else to replace him, our mayor sort of got sidelined. I don't know that everyone wanted the crime to be solved.
Feriz and Juarez officials refused to comment. In 2014, McNutt tried to sell the idea in Dayton, where he ran into stiff opposition.
This is just a bizarre story.
Joel Proust, an assistant professor of human rights at the University of Dayton, was leading the charge against McNutt's efforts to get the Dayton police to use his technology when he was holding a news conference outside of a city commission meeting.
And there was an unfamiliar person across the street taking pictures of me with their cell phone. I guess I was speaking and there were cameras there too.
The stranger came across the street and introduced himself as Ross McNutt.
And I found that to be a certain kind of ironic because here he is running an organization called Persistent Surveillance Systems and he's, you know, taking pictures of me anonymously from across the street.
The Dayton City Commission swiftly dismissed the program.
He comes to the community with his track record, but his track record was gathered without prior consent, you know?
Proust says people in Dayton worried the surveillance system would be used disproportionately on communities of color and set a precedent for future unmanned aerial surveillance. But McNutt argues the technology can be used to hold police accountable.
This can help provide an unbiased witness into police actions and understand what happens there and provide information that otherwise wouldn't be available or might be subject to dramatic misinterpretation.
Proust disagrees.
Outside of, let's say, a citizen review board or something that injects real, you know, external accountability and transparency, I don't trust police officers to police themselves.
It does not discriminate. It says the truth. And we have a problem with said officers disclosing said truth.
That's Archie Williams, head of Community with Solutions, a Baltimore community group that's trying to bring McNutt's technology back to the city. Williams says at first he was skeptical of the technology, but now...
I don't look at it as a big eye in the sky trying to catch all the black people. I don't look at it like that. We're doing that enough without Ross.
In addition to helping curb the homicide rate, Williams says the technology would hold police accountable.
I don't like police officers. I'm be honest. I'll be frank with you. Police officers killed my brother.
Williams' brother, Arvell Williams, died in August 2014 after being stunned with a taser and arrested by Harford County Sheriff's Department, who chased him into Baltimore County because they suspected he was involved in a drug transaction.
If Ross would have been up and running, I would have known exactly what happened at the scene of my brother's scene.
City Council members at a hearing last month accused McNutt of paying Williams to promote the technology. Williams denies he's being paid, but concedes McNutt helped him get his 2-year-old son out of foster care.
They wouldn't even let me take him home unless I had a car seat. And Ross offered and took me right to the Goodwill and gave me a car seat. And that's out of the kindness of the man's heart.
Last month, McNutt tried to sell the Baltimore City Council's Public Safety Committee on his idea, but Northeastern District Councilman Yitzhi Schlafer wasn't buying it.
They never presented the value and the cost-benefit on this program.
Schlafer says McNutt gave them multiple different answers to the same questions about how the technology works and the number of years the Texas-based philanthropists John and Laura Arnold, who backed the 2015 efforts, would pay for it. The Arnolds say the program has potential, but they're waiting to see a completed proposal with data from McNutt before they commit to fully funding it. So far, they say, they've donated $360,000 to the Baltimore Community Foundation and the Police Foundation to be used towards the system. The City Council Committee also asked McNutt for a proposal, but Schlafer says they've yet to receive one.
When you want to come and present any technology, especially one that has the ability to spy on a third of the city at a single time, you need to be as transparent. You have to be honest. You have to give us all the information and let us analyze it.
Yet, it really doesn't matter whether McNutt answers the council's questions because the mayor and the next police commissioner will decide whether his technology returns. And as McNutt waits for that decision, he has other projects he's working on.
The idea is that you would be able to take an Uber to the local airport, get in an airplane, have the airplane fly you to the end location. You get out, you take an Uber to your meeting.
Last summer, McNutt received part of a $6 million grant from Uber to create an unmanned autonomous passenger aircraft. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.